What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are in Gage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Today's October 4th, an incredible Tuesday. And today's devotional is called, Do You Not Hear? Do You Not Hear? And you know, Psalms 115 verse 6 says, they have ears, but they do not hear. Jesus referred to this psalm when he said, having ears, do you not hear? He said it in Mark 8:18, but he's referring to the psalm. Do you hear him? It's a question I'm asking you today. Are you listening to him? If you can't hear, you can't speak in the natural, like it's an auditory loop. But in the spiritual, if you can't hear, you don't have a voice. We may be babbling, but nobody hears us. Nothing of significance can come out of your mouth unless we learn to listen to God. We must hear his voice to step into the next season that he has for us. We must hear his voice to excel in this moment that he's called us to be in. If we fail to hear his voice, we're going to find ourselves confused and scared. Ephesians 4:14 says, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. God's voice teaches us discernment. There are times when we have to discern what to do specifically with our current season. How will we know which way to go unless his voice guides us? And if so, take time to learn and hear his voice. Further thought here in Engaging Heaven, Jesus also quoted Deuteronomy 8 verse 3 when he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes out of the mouth of God, in Matthew 4:4. Do you not hear? Hearing God is essential to the Christian life. I believe it's one of the reasons we're on this earth. We are on this earth to hear his voice. We're on this earth to discern what he's saying and really to communicate that. Hearing, you know, people today, they want to know what the Lord has to say over them. A lot of people are like, what's the prophetic word over my life? What is God saying in this season? But there's not a lot of people that learn to listen. There's not a lot of people that take time to discern his voice. And God wants us to begin to learn to hear. And let me just say this, more importantly, remove the distractions that are hindering you from hearing, right? If you want to hear God's voice, you need to turn down the volume of the world. Right now, the world is so loud to everybody. If the world is the main frequency that you're listening to, you're not able to tap into what God is actually saying to you. Because we have to stop being so infatuated with the world. We've got to stop being so in awe of, you know, this world system. Think about seasons in your life where you really needed a word from God, where you really need to know what God had to say over you. What if I told you that there's a place where you'll never be concerned to hear his voice again, where you just live in a place where God's voice is clear to you? That clarity doesn't happen in one service, right? The truth is his sheep, his children know his voice. And if we are going to operate in understanding what his voice is and what he's asking us to do, then we better take time to discern what he's saying. And most importantly, take time to hear. If you're not making room to hear God's voice, it's not going to be clear to you. You know, a lot of people, the only way they hear God is if it's like some huge thunder or, you know, this massive loud, like, boom. That's not, what if I told you God wanted to speak in the whisper? What if I told you not every single, under every door around us is like, you know, the devil trying to hold you back from hearing God's voice? Like, we have to make room. Your circumstances aren't the reason that you're not hearing clearly. But if we make room and we ultimately let God know that this is our desire, this is what we want, man, you'll lack nothing. You will lack nothing. And today, the question is, do you not hear? I know you hear God when he speaks through me. I know you hear him maybe at your church. But are you hearing God in your everyday life? Are you hearing God when it matters most? And are you making room? I think about the woman that made a bedroom for the prophet to come. Are you making room in your house for a prophet? Are you making room in your home to hear the word of the Lord? Because it's going to be your everyday life that trains you to open your eyes and open your ears. Because I believe where we're headed as a people, it's going to be essential to hear his voice. Like right now, it might seem optional. Oh man, you know, I don't really hear him like you do. No, we're all getting to a place where it's not optional to hear. God wants you to hear like never before and hear with a clarity. And so I'm praying today that the eyes of your understanding would be opened and your ears would be open to hear. And the voice of God, it cannot be limited to just, you know, bad situations. The voice of God is we pursue it. We make room for it. We value it. And as we do, I believe that the word of the Lord will become clear and clearer in your life to where you're never confused about what the Lord has to say or even him speaking to you. So Father, today I thank you for our eyes and ears being open to the reality of you and your voice in Jesus' name. Come on. Amen. That's it for today. Thank you always for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.